It's 8:45, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. John Steinbeck, classic American author, many books you could mention, and Of Mice and Men. It's a classic, classic book, wonderful, and it has been brought to life in a play. There's George and Lenny are the two main characters. Josh Payton plays George, and he's with us here live. Josh, great to have you on board. Thanks a bunch for
it's great to be here.
Joining us today. Let's talk about, kind of remind folks of the basic plot behind it. Because, again, Steinbeck was so good at characterizing and bringing to life the Great Depression. This is no different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's set during the Great Depression. It centers on these two migrant field workers, George Milton and Lenny Small. And it's basically about their relationship as they travel from ranch to ranch, you know, trying to make a living. Yeah.
Sure. And live their dreams as well. Lenny, mentally challenged, although physically a rather large human being. And he has dreams as well that he and George discuss.
Yeah, him and George are constantly discussing, you know, the farm that they may own someday. They're going to, you know, get up enough money, own their own farm, and they're going to have an alfalfa patch with rabbits. And Lenny gets excited about that all the time because he just wants to tend the rabbits. He likes to touch, like, soft things, and he loves animals. Now, to Lenny, it's a very real thing. To George, it's a good dream to have, but, you know, he kind of says it to keep, you know, Lenny in place, you know. He doesn't know if it's actually going to happen, but, you know, he has these moments of joy with Lenny that help him get through this, you know, just absolute grim existence. The theme of the story is like, you know, like the near impossibility of the American dream, which I think a lot of people in today's society can understand.
Sure. Definitely. Almost as though in some ways come a full circle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Regarding that. How did you approach this role? Because, you approach it to create a three-dimensional person, so there's not particularly one theme that you can just pound. So what did you do in researching the role and in approaching George?
Well, when I first read the book, which actually is almost word for word the same as the play, yeah, he kind of wrote it as a play, but, you know, I kind of saw George as this struggling single parent with, like, this hyperactive child. I kind of look at their relationship. Like, if you see a single parent at a museum with a kid, and the kid is running around everywhere, and you're like, no, don't touch that. Don't touch that. No, you can't do that. Just please sit still. Now, in that circumstance, you know why the parent is with the kid. You know, they have a relationship, and, you know, that's understandable. But with George and Lenny, it's different. Like, why does George stick around with this guy who's such a nuisance? And it's finding that joy in their relationship amidst all this frustration and exhaustion. But the characters are just, you know, absolutely amazing. And discovering that mystery each and every day with Tony, who plays Lenny in the show, is just, it's fascinating. I love it.
It's through the rehearsal process where there are different points of time where the two, because there's so many scenes happen just the two of you without other cast members as a part of it. Did you guys do any special exercises or things that you picked up through your studies in acting throughout the years?
Well, I mean, the very first thing that we did before we did any scene work is we just kind of walked around a room just asked ourselves, how would these characters, like, walk into a room? How would they walk around outside? How are their legs moving? How is their face shaped? Do they lead with their stomach? Do they lead with their head? And that kind of helped us understand, like, the nature, what their intentions were, like, going into each scene. And, Tony found out that he's, you know, just very much a big kid, and, you know, I'm the authority figure, but I like to joke around sometimes, too. Learning that, you know, that the inner feelings of George, you know, was really, you know, fascinating to me. Because, you know, when I first read him, I just saw him as this grumpy jerk, you know.
Sure.
But, you know, hanging around with Tony, who plays Lenny, you know, has helped me, you know, discover again, the joy in this character.
Yeah, I think that whole the relationship, you defined it as a parent-child relationship. There is a lot of love there. There's a lot of direction there, and that makes it all the more poignant throughout. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It starts February 15th, runs through March 17th. It's at the Howard Drew Theater. That's the main theater, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
No, that's the side theater. Gotcha. And the show times are 7:30 p.m. Wednesdays through Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays. Ticket information can be found at omahaplayhouse.com. Of Mice and Men, it's Josh Payton. Thank you very much for stopping by. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
And, thank you for having me.
Break a leg on the show. It's going to be neat.
Thank you.
It's going to be very neat. As I said, you can go to omahaplayhouse.com for more information, or you can also call 402-553-0800. Morning Edition continues on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.